I thought we were excellent, Elena. I just thought the team worked awfully hard, and even if we hadn't come out with the results we got, you know, I would have been happy anyway. You know, there was a big improvement even on last week, I thought, and we were more clinical, and we had one or two players that would be unhappy with their performance, but in general, as a team, you couldn't ask for much more.
Yeah, and as a team, you got a chance to introduce some new blood in the form of Leah Duffy and Maeve Casserly, who were excellent when they came on, it has to be said. The future is bright for Sligo football.
Yeah, well, in fairness, Maeve and Leah are playing for the Sligo minor team, who wouldn't be doing that well lately, but, you know, it's a testament to their ability. They're very skillful footballers with a good attitude and a good work ethic, and, you know, they'll develop over a few years into top-class Sligo players, and that's really what you want to do, because there's no point leaving a mess behind when you finish with the job. I'd like to think that our panel, you know, is coming stronger again for next year, and that's the way I hope it'll go anyway.
And you had come on a massive amount since last year, in all areas of the field. Surely that itself is an achievement from this side.
Well, last year was went poorly, but I could see in the Wexford game, particularly when things started going wrong, the Kildare match, with a team with low morale, how things can start going away from you, and that's what happened. And that is always a problem with a team that was coming from a low base. But in fairness, as the year went on, we done well. We competed very well in our last two games in this section of the league, and should have won last week and won today. And that's really all you can ask for. And it's a marathon, not a sprint, this. So I'd like to think that going forward we'll be in a better place.
Yeah, and I suppose everyone's talking about here around the ground, it's kind of all up in the air in relation to other results and kind of point difference. Who do you think will be successful in Wexford Westmeath there? How do you think the table will finish up this evening?
I would be inclined to think Wexford. I would have thought Wexford were a better team than Westmeath, you know, but you know, you just don't know. So I suppose people would have thought that Longford would be a better team than us, and they weren't, and they weren't even close. Actually, we could have beaten them by more, I thought. But you know, that it's hard to know. It's hard to know. But I would expect Wexford to win, but you just don't.
Yeah, I'm super proud of the girls and the performance today. It was absolutely phenomenal. Regardless of where it leaves us at the end of today, we all left feeling very, very proud of ourselves, and we put everything out there today, so it's brilliant. Brilliant for us.
Yeah, and there was multiple goals today. Megan McCormick with two, Leah Duffy, Sarah Reynolds with the others. A massive team performance, I suppose, and it proves, I suppose, the age-old saying that goals win matches.
Yeah, 100%, and we've been poachers for goals. Like, you know, every one of our forwards, midfields, even our wing-backs are liable to go up and hit the back of the net. So, yeah, it's all over the pitch when we want it. We can really go for it.
Yeah, and some new features in the squad today, of course, and throughout the campaign. How would you say that affects the squad as a whole?
Yeah, I don't think it really affects it. I think it strengthens it. I think anyone that's come into the panel since the start of the year has added something massive. Like, you look at, well, Leah Duffy, you know, she got 1-1 today, straight onto the pitch and rattled the penalty in the back of the net. Maeve was outstanding from the second she stood on the pitch. Jade Lyons, another one who hasn't seen much game time this year, but the last 2 days has been phenomenal. So I wouldn't say it affects us at all. It just builds us. We get stronger. The more of them that come in, the stronger we get.
Yeah, of course, and as you said there, they had a massive impact on the game when they came on. Waiting results from elsewhere in the Wexford Westmeath game, but nonetheless, the future looks bright for this Sligo side.
Yeah, 100%. You know, we're all, like, I'm so proud to have captained them girls, especially on that performance today. They're all feeling on cloud nine, so the result, if it goes our way, it does, so be it. We'll be happy with the performance we put in. If that is the end of the road for us this year, so we'll be delighted of leaving on that. But if we get another day, brilliant.
Thanks for joining us, Nicola.
Sorry, can I just say one more thing? We just want to send our thoughts to Danny, our selector. His dad passed earlier, and that win was for him today. So we just want to let him know that we're thinking of him.